The Osgood Files, sponsored by Sage, turning numbers into knowledge that your business can use. Make your business smarter and your life easier with services from Sage. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Is technology helping education or just distracting the kids?
Many, many teachers now say that these digital tools have created a generation of kids who sometimes don't focus their attention very well.
More after this from Charlie. The Pew Internet Project surveyed about 2,500 teachers who teach advanced students in middle school and high school and asked them how their kids use the internet. Three-quarters said that search engines are so good that students expect to find answers immediately, which is a positive thing. But here's the nugget to pay attention to. 60% of the teachers surveyed said as easy as it is to find answers, it's actually harder to find credible answers. The kids spend so much time in the online world, they don't know what's real. Lee Rainey is director of the Pew Internet Project.
Too often they say that students default to whatever search engines tell them. Their definition of research literally is whatever Google reports to me, that's what I'm going to rely on to find the answer to the question I've been asked.
Well, they got that right, didn't they? There's a generation conditioned to believe whatever the screen tells them, and we saw it during the hurricane. A 29-year-old hedge fund analyst who called himself comfortably smug deliberately tweeted bogus hurricane reports to his 6,000 followers, including a report that the floor of the New York Stock Exchange was underwater. And it was not only retweeted thousands of times, but picked up by some media outlets. He later admitted he made the whole thing up and apologized. But New York City Councilman Peter Vallone is steamed. He wants the guy prosecuted. No idea what the charge would be. Tweeting whatever it takes to get famous? America doesn't have nearly enough jail space. The internet is a wonderful thing. But like any popular media, you score a lot more points for exaggeration than for accuracy. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.